Welcome to day 91 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and the subject today is baptism. We're in chapter 28 of the Westminster Confession of Faith, but we'll look first at the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question 94 is, what is baptism? And the answer, baptism is a sacrament wherein the washing with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost doth signify and seal our engrafting into Christ and partaking of the benefits of the covenant of grace and our engagement to be the Lord's. The first phrase there, baptism is a sacrament. Well, actually, there's nothing to say that baptism is a sacrament, but there is about the washing with water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and that's Matthew 28, verse 19, the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. The second phrase of the catechism answer, that baptism signifies and seals our engrafting into Christ and partaking of the benefits of the covenant of grace and our engagement to be the Lord's, is Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Then the larger catechism, question 165, also, what is baptism? Answer, baptism is a sacrament of the New Testament, wherein Christ hath ordained the washing with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost to be a sign and seal of the ingrafting into himself, of remission of sins by his blood, and regeneration by his Spirit, of adoption and resurrection unto everlasting life, and whereby the parties baptized are solemnly admitted into the visible church, and enter into an open and professed engagement to be holy and only the Lord's. Okay, the first phrase, that Christ ordained the washing with water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, is again Matthew 28, verse 19, which we just read from the Great Commission. And then the second phrase, to be a sign and seal of engrafting into himself, as with the Shorter Catechism, that's from Galatians 3:27, as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Then the third phrase, baptism is a sign and seal of the remission of sins by his blood. For that, we're told to go to Mark 1:4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And Revelation 1:5, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Then the next phrase, that baptism is a sign and seal of the regeneration by his Spirit. We look at Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Also Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it, the church, with the washing of water by the word. It's also a sign and seal of adoption. Galatians 3:26 and 27, we read verse 27, but 26 is, ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Then it's also a sign and seal of resurrection unto everlasting life. 1 Corinthians 15:29, else what shall they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? Romans 6:5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. By baptism, the parties baptized are solemnly admitted into the visible church. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Then finally, by baptism, we enter into an open and professed engagement to be holy and only the Lord's. Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Okay, now we go to the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 28, section 1, Baptism is a sacrament of the New Testament ordained by Jesus Christ not only for the solemn admission of the party baptized into the visible church, but also to be unto him a sign and seal of the covenant of grace, of his engrafting into Christ, of regeneration, of remission of sins, and of his giving up unto God through Jesus Christ to walk in the newness of life, which sacrament is, by Christ's own appointment, to be continued in his church until the end of the world. Okay, the first phrase, baptism is a sacrament of the New Testament ordained by Jesus Christ. Again, Matthew 28, the Great Commission, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Not only for the solemn admission of the party baptized into the visible church. Again, 1 Corinthians 12:13, which we've read, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. And also to be unto him a sign and seal of the covenant of grace. Romans 4:11, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Compared with Colossians 2:11, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. It's a sign and seal of their engrafting into Christ. Galatians 3:27, which we read, many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, and Romans 6:5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. It's a sign and seal of regeneration. Titus 3:5, which we've read, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's a sign and symbol of remission of sins. Mark 1:4, again, we've read that. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. A sign and seal of his giving up unto God through Jesus Christ to walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. Which sacrament is, by Christ's own appointment, to be continued in his church until the end of the world? And again, that's Matthew 28:19-20. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The Greek is actually age. Section 2 of chapter 28 of the Westminster Confession. The outward element to be used in this sacrament is water, wherewith the party is to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost by a minister of the gospel lawfully called thereunto. Matthew 3:11, indeed I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John 1:33, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, unto whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And Matthew 28:19-20, again, the Great Commission, go therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them, etc. Then section 3 of chapter 28 in the Westminster Confession of Faith. Dipping of the person into the water is not necessary, but baptism is rightly administered by pouring or sprinkling water upon the person. All right, some controversy here. In our edition of the Westminster Confession, the proof texts from Hebrews 9 are not printed out, but we've printed them out here for this blog, so let's read them. Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verse 10, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings. And as we've indicated there, the Greek word is baptismos, or baptismois, and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. Verse 19 describes these baptisms. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. The next text is printed out, Acts 2:41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, if you can, some people have wondered how it was they could have immersed 3,000 people in the middle of Jerusalem, which they were on the day of Pentecost, where all the crowds had gathered for the Feast of Pentecost. Acts 16:33. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. Mark 7:4. And when they come from the market, this is talking about the Pharisees, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups, of pots, of brass vessels, and of tables. And the vision of immersing tables is a curious one. We'll pick up tomorrow with the Westminster Shorter Catechism question 95, to whom is baptism to be administered? And we'll talk about whether infants or indentured servants are also to be baptized if the head of the household is baptized.